Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
So we started speaking about cookies earlier, and you know what, I get excited every time because I go into a website, I want to read an article, and then it offers me cookies, and I say, shouldn't I, trying to lose some weight, alright, but you know, I want to read the article, just say yes, and off we go. Apparently, it's not as simple as all of that. Joining us on the line, Amor Berger-Smith, Director of Competition Law, Head of Data Privacy at Worksman's Attorneys. A very, very good morning. Welcome back. Thanks for joining us again. How are you?
Morning, Howard. Thank you for having me. I am very well, thank you. And also try to stay away from the cookies.
Right, exactly. So now, just help us navigate this. Because often you go into a site and, or you're about to read an article and this whole spiel pops up. I'm never going to read it. I'm probably just going to accept it and move on to the article. Is that stupid?
Stupid is a harsh word, but yes, it's stupid.
We do real on this show, so that's fine. If it's stupid, it's stupid. Let's not pretend otherwise. Tell me why it's stupid.
No, it is an inappropriate approach. Because, you know, you need to understand as an individual what people will be doing with your personal information. Now, if I talk about personal information here, I talk about that, the metadata and tracking your IP address, where you are, because your IP address leads to your machine that you're browsing from or your device, and that device can be tracked, and we know where you are and you know, your location and area of location. And what often happens is that not only functional cookies are being used, but advertising cookies as well. That informs the issue of the marketing, directing advertising specifically at individuals. Now, as a data subject from a POPIA perspective, you've got the right to say whether you want to receive the advertising approaches or not, and a host of other things. And I think what you've also seen, Howard, if you click on these cookie banners, then it would be pre-ticked boxes. So, and you can't move forward if you don't accept it. So you're actually forced to accept it. And again, that is not in line with POPIA. Mm. POPIA requires that you ought to know who will have access to your information and what they'll be doing with it. And there's a responsibility on each of us as individuals, as data subjects, if we want to claim the rights that POPIA affords us, at least we need to do our bit to understand where we're handing away our personal information and what will be happening to it.
So, but is there an alternative? I want to read an article. Can I say no? You can't. I'm not interested in all of this nonsense.
So, you know, that's the difference. There's a slight difference between our legislation in South Africa and the legislation in Europe. And then I have to bring in Google as well with and what they've said that they won't be offering or allowing third party cookies anymore. So in the first instance, starting at Google, it sounds very good if Google says, you know, we're not going to allow our users to be tracked and traced and all of that. It's almost this veil of we protecting our users. But at the same time, that machine can't work without cookies. Mm. So somewhere there's some other level of tracking happening. Now, if we look at this from an EU perspective, and they've grown and they understand and they've practiced data privacy legislation for a long time, so they have improved on the approach to data privacy legislation application. So they, in the EU, in terms of the new directive that they've issued, they clearly state that if you want to use cookies, not only must the data subject give it his or her permission freely and know what it's about and in an unambiguous way agree to you doing that, but also they say that, you know, there must be an affirmative act to say, yes, I accept this to process this personal information. Now, in South Africa, our legislation does not provide for that. It only says I must accept it in a voluntary way, specific and informed expression of will. So I accept it voluntary and I demonstrate my will, because the burden of proof if it comes to consent rests on the responsible party, that site that uses uses cookies. However, if we contrast it to the EU position, as Poppy does not actually require that this consent will be unambiguous, nor does it require that it must be an affirmative act. So we've got a bit of a more fluid situation in South Africa, where you can then, I assume, if I read the legislation, say, but I've got deemed consent because Howard moved forward and he read my article and he carried on my website. So he would never have done it if it wasn't for the fact that, you know, he actually consented to us collecting all this information. And Howard, we spoke before about direct marketing and, you know, unsolicited marketing. And in a sense, you know, you can extrapolate that this whole argument to link to that as well. So if you move forward and the next day you complain about new pop-ups that you see every time on the screen, I'm sorry to say, but you actually agreed to that. So you can't complain if you've actually agreed to something.
Yeah, so in other words, so what that allows them to do is to track you, but to what extent do they track you?
All your movement. So that's why you talk about the crumbs.
Right.
You know, you leave behind you little crumbs.
Right.
You know, what's that little story we read to our kids, Hansel and Gretel?
Hansel and Gretel, yeah.
Leave behind little crumbs and they can follow us wherever we go in this virtual world we live in. Because we live on our screens to a large extent. And as we move through this, we leave our path and they can follow our path wherever we move in this virtual world. Now, can I just clarify this? Because I don't want there to be any confusion. There are cookies that are absolutely vital. You know, if you do an online payment, that can only work if the data writes back to another program. So, and we refer to that as functional cookies.
Uh-huh.
And for a website to work. So there are cookies, a level of cookies that those are absolutely necessary for the functioning of a website or certain functionality to write back to the database in terms of that. This is not the cookies that, from a privacy perspective, there is a concern with, because those cookies also is session specific. So once you end your session, you know, the trail disappears. It's just for that session that those cookies then work and interact and then, in inverted commas, track your activity. But once you leave the site, it's not there anymore. What we're talking about from a data privacy perspective is indeed this, the cookies that are used by responsible parties to track your every movement, to follow your little path in the virtual world, and what they then do with that information. Because that's the next level. It's not only, you know, tracking where you might be moving. It's what are that information. And that, if we unpeel the onion, that brings us to the next layer. Have you actually agreed, or is there a lawful basis for them to use your information in a specific way? So for you and I, it is important to understand what personal information they use of ours.
And I think also what's quite significant and I think important to state is very often they don't know yet what they're going to do with that information. This whole field of data collection and data mining and trying to understand patterns of behavior. At this stage, we're largely collecting it. People don't really know what to do with it at this stage. And that's why it might become even more dangerous.
Yeah, you want to seem great. You know, and again, if we look at, there are entities out there that collate data, that, you know, put massive databases together.
Mm.
And the question then is, you know, where they aggregate this data and track in a central you get central aggregators and they build up massive, massive databases of the information of users, of individuals, of data subjects. Now,
absolutely.
You know,
I agree
to that.
I do unfortunately need to stop you here. It has gone 7 o'clock. I'm being wildly gesticulated at because I'm late for the news. But you know, I can, once I get into a conversation, it can carry on for hours. That's no good apparently. So we do need to leave it there. Thank you as always for chatting to us. Amor Berger-Smit, Director of Competition Law and Head of Data Privacy at Worksmans Attorneys. We were